Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our very successful Tuesday flagship show, the way I like to refer to it. And I'm always excited to be with you on Tuesday morning. And you hear all kinds of things on this show. We talk about all things health, fitness, wellness, self-care, mindset, travel, leisure, you name it. We talk about it because the way you do self-care can be different from the way somebody else does it. But I always like to interview other coaches that are in our industry, in the health, fitness, and wellness industry. Today, my guest is Serena Sabala. She's coming to us from the United Kingdom. She and her husband run a very comprehensive health, fitness, and wellness business. I mean, between the two of them, they wear a lot of hats and they have a lot of expertise, and they can help their clients from a number of different angles. So what we're going to be talking about today is a little bit about their story, but also a little bit about their program, which she has a book out called Make the Shift. And we're going to be talking about the three things that she makes her foundation. Thanks for joining me today.
Absolute pleasure, Allison. Great to be here.
Yeah, totally. So obviously you and I were chatting before we hit record, but I'd love for you to tell my audience a little bit about you and your background and your husband's background and kind of how you guys got started.
Yes, absolutely. So by trade, I'm a certified nutrition consultant. Yeah. That's my field of expertise, as well as a yoga teacher. Then my husband has a host of qualifications of his own. He's a physiotherapy aide, massage therapist, fitness trainer, yoga teacher himself. So the original idea, realization that we had through our respective work was how fundamentally important it is to have a holistic approach to health and wellness if you want to achieve real results that will last a lifetime.
Yeah.
So we very early on, upon meeting each other, we realized that we have such complementary skill set, and that it would have been incredibly beneficial to his clients and my clients to bring everything together under one roof. Mm-hmm. And that's how Whole Shift Wellness, our company, was born. It was born from this idea of creating very holistic and comprehensive solution, which include everything we know everybody needs to take care of if they want to achieve this profound shift at the root level, rather than just always superficial changes.
Which is what most people do. Most people want like the quick fix to lose the 5 pounds, to get stronger, get in shape for a reunion, for a party or whatever. Most people are like, they have kind of the short-term goal in mind.
That's right. And by the way, nothing against any of that. Sometimes that's a good incentive to get you started on the journey. Right. But if you want to then retain the results for the rest of your life, you're going to operate slightly differently.
Right. 100%. I would agree with that. So you guys kind of joined forces.
We joined forces.
So you have a lot of different ways that you can help people. Tell us first, though, before we get into your program, tell us a little bit about your book, because your book is kind of the mirror. It sounds like Make the Shift. Of your program and your foundation. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the book was born out of a desire to share our proven method with as many people as possible. So we came together. I put it all down to paper so that anybody all over the world can get a first step in the direction towards that most fit, healthy, and confident self. So and I've really designed it as a workbook. Mm-hmm. It's not just about theory. It's about putting the theory in practice. So really, it's a book that you want to have a pen with at all times so that you can do the exercises.
Totally.
Because it's in the practice of the concept that you will start achieving your results. And those will motivate you to keep on the journey and continue on and continue to progress further.
Right.
So it encompasses our proven method, which revolves around three fundamental pillars. We call them the three N's: focus, food, and fitness.
Focus, food, and fitness. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So the method is designed to strengthen the pillars, focus, food, and fitness, in whichever way works best for you.
Okay.
Because every individual is more or less developed across each of these three pillars.
Right.
So you are able to identify where your weak spots are and develop a strategy to strengthen it. Because much like any tripod, if you imagine a tripod, which is a structure with three legs, if one of the three legs is a little bit weaker than the others, then inevitably the whole structure is weaker,
right?
If you imagine a tripod with a weak leg, it's either leaning
or falling. Well, the same can be said for like a chair with four legs. If one leg is weak or not strong, what happens when you're sitting in the chair? You're wobbly, you don't feel stable, you might be afraid you're going to fall. I mean, right?
All of that, of that. And so when you feel like you're working overtime on your health and wellness, but you're not achieving the intended results, we know for a fact that there must be one of the three pillars or more where you need to develop yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to fill in the gap, identify some blind spots. So we've developed this five-step proven method that you apply through each of the three pillars. And by just going through this simple process, I say simple, it's not easy.
Well, change is never easy for anyone.
Change is never easy. It literally, we are wired, we are biologically wired against it, which is part of the problem.
Right.
But when you do it with the, then that's why having a proven method and a support system is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Because trying to figure it out on your own and trying to go about it on your own is, in my opinion, sometimes a massive waste of time, energy, and momentum, and precious momentum.
Right.
So all of that is in the book. You take it home, you do the exercises, and through doing that, you'll be able to immediately see kind of, okay, so this is where I need to operate. This is what I need to do differently, et cetera.
So focus, food, and fitness.
Yeah.
This is where you take everybody that comes to see you through. You start with focus, food, and fitness. And for everyone, at least gets a shot at all three of those. Is that right?
Yeah. Each of them in their own way, because like I was telling you, some people might already be doing a lot in one of the three areas, but nothing whatsoever in a few of the others.
I mean, I'll agree with you, and I'll take it one step further and say, I think the majority of people do that. They kind
of
select into something that that's either easier for them to do, that where they can start. Because I mean, I don't work as much in fitness as I used to. I own two successful brick and mortar studios for a long time. And I can tell you that most people, when they would come to me, you know, wanted more help with the fitness piece than anything else. But, you know, as you know, you have to look at everything, you know, that 30 minutes or hour in the gym is not going to negate what you do the other 23 hours of the day.
No, most definitely it doesn't. But it comes from a natural desire to succeed, right? So we want to continue to do the things that we already feel like we are somewhat good at. Whereas the areas that are in a blind spot, we want to keep them there because it feels overwhelming to kind of go and tap into an area where we have zero expertise in.
And it's also, I think, easier not to go to the places that make us uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable. So we rather stick with the comfort zone to some degree or another.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're a fitness enthusiast, you think, oh, maybe I'll double down. I'll go even more. I'll try even
I'll
harder.
I'll work out longer.
I'll
do what it takes. Right. That kind of mentality.
And you'll continue to negate the mindset piece. You'll continue to perhaps negate the nutrition piece. What I see time and again is individuals who think they can outrun a bad diet. So they're like, oh, if I can work this off, I can work out all the unconducive food choices. Which sadly doesn't work. I've tried.
Well, you're right. I've tried it too. I'll be honest. I'll be transparent. I've done it too, you know? So, and I'm a fitness expert. So it's like, you know, sometimes we can't, my coach always says, you can't read the label inside the bottle. You know, we can't see what our blind spots are. That's why we need coaches.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah. So focus, food, and fitness. So before we get into each of those, tell me what you see. I'm sure in all the work that you do with people, you see some common threads. You see some things that people have in common for why they seek you out. What do you think the biggest problems that people struggle with are, and like why they either A, can't get the result they want, or B, believe they can't get the result they want?
Well, you know, there's some very common mistakes and common challenges that I see people make in this space time and time again. One of the biggest ones, like I was telling you, is using your past as a frame of reference for what's good for you in the present.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I see this, I work with a lot of women that are starting to hit that kind of perimenopausal and menopausal space because I've since specialized in hormone harmony. And sadly, what might have worked for you in the past, what's gotten you here is not going to get you there.
Yeah, exactly.
It might no longer be what your body needs right now. in order to maintain those results or in order to get even better results.
It might just not even be appropriate for the stage of life where you are either.
It might be counterproductive.
It's not going to work for me now.
No, absolutely not. It might be actually counterproductive to approach it from that perspective, especially for women who are even more conditioned and impacted by the fluctuations in hormones in their lifetime.
Yeah. Right?
So I think constantly trying to do what has worked for you in the past can get incredibly taxing, if not even dangerous.
Yeah, right.
But it's most definitely demotivating because it's like, oh, but I used to be able to, and this doesn't work anymore.
Right.
And then you feel like...
people tell me that all the time. If you only knew, I used to be able to do this with no problem. And I'm like, you know what? That's okay. That's okay.
Doesn't work anymore. Yeah.
That's right. We can look at something else now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's having the know-how and the understanding of what needs to change and how it needs to change over the course of your lifetime is incredibly important. And it's not easy. It's not easy to figure out on your own. There's a lot of misconceptions out there. There's a lot of misinformation, as you well know.
Oh, totally. 100%. There's like so much misinformation out there. I mean, people can get on Google and find just about anything and believe it. You know?
And by the way, this is another massive issue I see. It's information overload. Nobody comes to me with no information around health and wellness. They all come to me with so much information. Much of it is conflicting. That is all a jumble in their head. And therefore, they don't do anything at all. Because it's like, oh, one day I think this is better for me. One day I actually learned that this may be better. This person is saying that. My best friend is doing this. My mother is doing that. So it's like, it's mayhem. And the result is no action and no progress whatsoever.
Totally.
And that, I think, in this day and age is a real thing. It's a real issue.
100%. So let's talk a little bit now about the three pillars in your program. Let's start with focus first. Just give us a few little nuggets about that.
Well, actually, I'll give you the proven method to shift your focus because each of the three pillars has three proven steps that you want to master, which will literally allow you to create exponential results.
Okay.
And the three steps of focus are empty, shift, repeat.
Empty, shift, repeat. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got to empty your mind of any non-conducive thoughts, self-limiting beliefs that are getting in the way of you taking new decisions that will lead you to achieve your goals. Mm-hmm. Because your mindset is the single most important determining factor of your progress.
I agree with that. 100%.
Everything starts
mindset
in the mind.
Mindset controls everything.
Everything
you
starts
all
in the
things,
mind.
But if you're like in your mind, if you either believe you can't do it or you don't deserve it or whatever, it's like that's always going to hold you back.
You are not going to go very far for very long.
Right.
And actually, you know, it's very easy to neglect our mindset. It's very easy to think that it is what it is and there is not much you can do about it. When in fact,
and we're also told, let's just think positive. Just think positive about it. Let's just be grateful and be positive about it. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, but that is just not enough and not realistic. And quite frankly, there are plenty of days when I don't want to do either one.
No, exactly. Exactly. It's not an answer and it's not a solution either. You know, it's good in theory, but it's not practical.
Yeah.
It's not practical advice.
Yeah.
So once you master these three steps, you're able to identify what's in your way at the level of your thinking habits. And I really like to think of your thinking habits like your eating habits, you know. You got to upgrade both. You got to upgrade your thinking habits as well as your eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then you shift, as in you create new upgraded version of your thinking habits and belief systems. Mm-hmm. And then you practice those because, you know, you got to repeat. You got to really deeply embed those neural pathways. You got to practice the because, you know, your old limiting beliefs you've practiced for decades.
That's right.
Yeah,
and a lot of it is just what you borrow from other people. Like as kids, we borrow what our parents believe, right?
That's right.
We borrow what our friends believe and what we're told. So when we get to be an adult, you know, and then later in life, we wonder why it's like there are things that we talk about and we practice that just don't align with what we're doing.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So like you upgrade your computer, you got to upgrade your mind.
Yeah, I love it.
And so, and then you repeat this and, you know, going through this process over and over again, in a very systematic, pragmatic way. Quite frankly, just that in and of itself will yield the results that perhaps felt impossible for you.
Empty, shift, and
repeat.
Love it. So that's for focus. So let's talk about food next. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day, and what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is C-E-L-L-E-V-8.com. And use my special promo code, the AllisonK2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
So the three pillars of food: more water, more plants, more natural.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So you gotta start with hydration, because that is literally the lowest hanging fruit that I see 90% of people like not maximizing, right? And going through life in a state of chronic dehydration is, frankly, for me now, intolerable. Like, if I have one bad day for whatever reason, I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
I think a lot of people are just not used to drinking a lot of water. They don't think about it, to your point. They just don't.
We don't realize how fundamental, it's like sleep. Like, without that, your body simply doesn't function. We're like 60 to 70% water. Every single function in our body is facilitated by proper hydration.
Yeah.
If you're not drinking enough water, you're not flushing out toxins. Your brain is shrinking. It's not operating as it should. Your internal organs are not functioning as they should. Yeah. You're probably overeating, because the less water you drink, the more food
you eat. The more hungry you are, right.
Yeah.
A lot of hunger pangs and just...
It's actually dehydration.
You're dehydrated, right, exactly. I was going to agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, your body is sending a signal. You think it's food it's asking for. It's actually asking for water. You don't even know. And that's why one of the simplest hacks I give my clients is, before you eat anything at all, anything, even a snack, even an olive or a cherry tomato, drink a large glass of water.
Yeah. I always tell people, first thing in the morning when you wake up, drink a glass of water.
That also is fundamentally important. Before you put anything else into your body, start with the hydration. You've been dehydrated for like 12 hours or however many hours, you know. So starting with that foundation is of utmost importance. Then more plants, again, we are chronically deprived of plant-based foods, which are the most nutrient-dense foods in the world, they are the foods that give you the, and you know, we got to think, our body doesn't think about calories. Calories are like a man-made unit of measure that we've created in order to be able to navigate this whole food situation.
Yeah.
Your body wakes up and needs nutrients to fulfill its daily function. So you might be getting all the calories.
We live in a time in the world where we eat so much of what we eat is processed.
Exactly.
You know, so, and I know in America, we're obsessed with convenience. So it's like everywhere you go, there's food that's already made. It's,
you know, and this is just the way people roll. It's like they have this blind spot to like taking an hour at the beginning of the week to, you know, meal prep and have get their house in order. So, because most of the time when we, at least what I found, I can think of days when I've been exhausted and tired and the last thing I want to do is cook when I get home.
Of
it's
course.
Easy to stop and buy something that's already done, right?
Very easy, very easy. And the sheer nature of processed food is more calories, less nutrient, because it's all refined. So they strip away the nutrient.
Because they focus on having it taste really good so that you want more.
Yes, that's right. It's literally manufacturing a laboratory. It's manufacturing a laboratory to create that almost like addictive relationship to food. And so therefore, you're getting more and more calories more easily digested and absorbed. You're getting less and less nutrients. Of course, you're putting on weight. And of course, you're feeling unhealthy. And of course, your body's not getting what it needs, right? Mm-hmm. So we educate our clients around starting to break this vicious cycle. And then more natural, just to speak to what you just mentioned, is going back to consuming the food that Mother Nature designed for us to consume. And obviously, I'm a realist. As much as possible. I am a foodie. You know, I love food. I love food that tastes good. I love to enjoy my food. But the truth of the matter is our taste buds have been hijacked by this modern day culture. And therefore, we have lost the taste for real food in many cases. We don't even, it's so bland to us because we're used to so much salt, sugar, fat, so much stimulation.
Right.
It's like we're addicted to crack cocaine, so a green tea is not going to cut it, you know?
Yeah, agree. Totally, 100%.
And so retraining our taste buds to appreciate the natural taste, to reacquire the taste for natural food, it's a whole process.
Yeah.
A whole process that is very easy to get wrong.
totally. So now let's go into fitness real quick. So tell us the three pillars of how you teach that.
So the three pillars of optimal fitness is cardio, strength, and flexibility.
Mm, okay.
Now, this doesn't mean that you have to do an hour of cardio, an hour of strength, and an hour of flexibility every day or every week for that matter, because each body is designed to have some natural inclinations. Some people are naturally stronger. Some people are naturally more active. Some people are naturally more flexible. Some people struggle across the board. But the most important thing, and this is especially important for women in relation to their hormone, is to create a strategy around fitness that involves all three pillars.
Exactly. And it is, I could not agree more. You're speaking my language. Yeah.
You gotta have balance because, and I, by the way, guilty of this. If you're constantly doing only cardio because you think that the more you run, the skinnier you get and the more weight you lose and the more fit and trim you'll be, I'm telling you, you're running in the opposite direction of your goals.
Well, you know? I think the other piece here is just activity in general. You know, I think as we get older, the tendency is that we are less active because we sit more, we do less. You know, it's like we were just talking about at the beginning of this conversation that, you know, things change when we get older. We don't do the same things as we did when we were in our 20s and 30s. I know I'm 57 and I'm still in very good health. I lift weights 5 days a week. I'm probably in better shape than a lot of people in my same
age. After age. Yeah.
But what I will say is that I'm not as active as I used to be. You know, I'm not teaching a lot of group fitness like I used to. And
exactly.
Getting extra activity in is something I really have to schedule to do because it's very easy to sit down and we're behind computers a lot more. We're on our phones a lot. There's not as much incentive to be active.
That's
so the activity piece to me is really what drives metabolism across the board. The other three that you describe are obviously very key and very important, but you got to have activity in there too.
No, for sure. You gotta move. You gotta move your body. You move every day. You know, literally, it needs to move every single day. And again, this is another area where our modern day lifestyle, especially in the States, I must say, where you guys don't even commute in most places. You know, you literally just drive everything. You can drive through everything.
100%. Could not agree more. I mean, where I live right now, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we struggle with good public transportation in this area. And you would think we're the capital city in the state, and there are three large cities within 30 minutes of each other, Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill. And there's really no good public transportation that connects all three places. Now, Chapel Hill, which is a big college town, that's where UNC Chapel Hill is, they have a fantastic bus system there, and a lot of people use it. Yep. And what I always tell people is, you know, if you want to be able to do that, you have to be convinced that it's easier to do it on than it is on your own. And like where you live in London, I was just in London a few weeks ago speaking at a seminar, and I was amazed how active people are. People are walking, people are
moving around
all the time. I think it's great.
We had two cars in Texas when we lived in Texas. We don't have one car in London. And we keep thinking about it, and we keep realizing that it's completely redundant because it's actually harder to drive.
Yeah, and you got to park it and all of that.
It's impossible. It's literally a nightmare. So therefore, like, it would just be sitting there. We actually wouldn't use it.
Yeah.
So actually, it's being intentional around movement is the most important thing. And then once you become intentional about it, it's making sure that it's well balanced.
Yes.
So that you're not doing just one thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Which, again, most people do that. They'll do the same routines, the same workouts, the same things. And I think switching things up is good, but keeping in mind that having all those pieces in place is what's most important.
100%.
Yeah, love it. So what's your best piece of advice for people listening who are maybe thinking, you know what? I mean, I can probably really do this. This is doesn't sound all that hard. Give us some tips on how people can get started.
Well, you know, the easiest thing you can do is get the book and do the exercises.
Yeah.
But actually do the exercises. Put pen to paper, you know, and actually do the exercises. And then the second thing, which I'm more than happy to share for free with your audience, we have this assessment questionnaire that you can take for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go through the assessment questionnaire, and that will immediately give you a clear snapshot of which one of the pillars are in your blind spot, perhaps, which one of the pillars you need to start working on the most, and what are some things that you can start doing to improve them.
So where can people get that assessment? Is that on your website?
Yeah, that's right. So you can, if you follow me on Facebook at Whole Shift Wellness or Instagram at Whole Shift Wellness, or you email us info@wholeshiftwellness.com.
Oh, it's wholeshiftwellness.com.
Wholeshiftwellness.com.
Okay.
That's right. Anywhere where you find me on social media, LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn as Serena Sabala as well. There will be a link somewhere there, or you can message me and I'll share it with you.
And you can get your book on Amazon, right?
Yeah, all the formats available, including Audible, you know, paperback, Kindle, whichever your favorite form is.
Awesome. I love it. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up?
Perhaps I'll share with you our company values, because I always get very moved and I feel compelled to share those with everybody. The first thing we always share with our clients is be selfish, take care of yourself as if you are the most important person in your life, because you are.
But then also
be selfless and do it so that you can give your best in all areas of your life and fulfill all your responsibilities to the best of your ability.
Be selfish and selfless. I like that.
That's right. Yeah. And then finally, play big. Remember that you're capable of way more than you think.
Yeah.
So don't hold back on yourself. Don't give up on yourself.
Love it.
It's never too late. Just try it. Give it a go.
It is never too late. I really believe that. It's never too late. You can always start. That's why I always tell people when they say to me, I'm so behind, I feel like I'm never going to catch up, I'm like, you know what? We're not even going to talk like that, because you can always start. So we're going to start again. Right?
Yeah. Completely.
Love it. Thanks so much for making time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So, okay, all you guys listening, if you thought that this conversation was really helpful for you, there's a lot of golden nuggets here. This is probably an episode that you would like to bookmark and maybe keep for a later date. Or on that note, if you know someone in your world who you think needs to hear this, please just copy the link. I would ask you to do that now when you're finished listening and send it to whomever that is. Or if you like, you can write to me. You can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button in the upper right-hand corner. and just write to me and say, hey, I heard your episode with Serena Sabala today. I would really like for you to send it to my friend Susan or whoever, and we'll be glad to do that for you. So you can find the link to the assessment that Serena told you about in the show notes, as well as her website, wholeshiftwellness.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wholeshiftwellness.com. So if you would like to connect with her, if you would like to get a hold of her book is on Amazon, Make the Shift. You can find that link in the show notes as well. We are grateful for all of you, whether you've been following us today for the very first time or you've been listening to us for a while. We do consider you part of the family and just know that we are incredibly grateful. You guys are the reason why we have been able to build a worldwide global brand with both of our podcasts. And you guys are the reason why I show up every week and have a good time with this show. So this is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care, your one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.